We haven't really talked about it, to be honest, but personally, I don't know about the other lads, but personally, you want to play well in front of someone like that. He's played at the top, he's won the Champions League and won the Premiership. So you want someone like that to think you're a good player at your position, so I'd like to prove to him, hopefully, that I am.
It's tough over Christmas, isn't it? Because there's a lot of games. Do you like it or not like it? Because as a footballer, you miss out, like you say, going home to Ireland and things like that. You miss out on all that. How tough is it?
Yeah, it's tough mentally and emotionally, but with the game sticking fast, it kind of helps that. But yeah, it's hard being away. There's sort of no substitute for being at home with your family, but you kind of just get on with it. And
what will you do Christmas Day? Will you and Ross have Christmas dinner together?
I think me, Ross and Seamus are going to have Christmas dinner in the house, yeah, because we'll be training in the morning anyway.
Are you cooking?
Well, yeah, probably.
Are you the best cook in the house?
Most sensible, I think, is the word.
Yeah. Are you rustling up a turkey and all that lot? Is it Christmas so. Trimmings?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and do it between us, so we'll try and do something.
Just don't get food poisoning.
Oh, I know. Imagine the three of us, me and Ross, having food poisoning.
It's exciting now. You're up near the top and it's a chance for Accrington to stay there. How do you look at the second part of the season?
Funny, I was talking to a mate from Tranmere yesterday and he was saying we're doing well and stuff, but my first year at Tranmere, we were top at Christmas. I think we were 10 points clear at Christmas and we ended up finishing 15th. So I'm still, with that in my head, I'm not getting excited or anything yet. I just hope the second part of the season doesn't sort of mirror that second part of the season. I want us to keep going. It's tight and you can get points on the board quickly over Christmas, so if you do well over the Christmas period, it looks very good for you. But if you don't pick up sort of enough points, you could start to fall away from the position we're in. So,
and I suppose it's a big test of these young lads. Everything's gone quite well so far, it's all quite happy. It will be a big test of these young lads if there is a bit of a dip, which is what John Coleman keeps saying.
Character wise it'll be a big test, but to be honest, at some matches so far, Cambridge away, we were 2-1 down and we sort of hadn't got into the game the way we usually do, and it was a big test of character to come out in the second half, and we came back and ended up winning 3-2. So I think in little flashes where we've had to, we've showed character, and hopefully that goes into the second part.